It is still very patriotic month for the United States, as we are still celebrating the nation's 250th birthday. With that, we are now going to move into the freight locomotives that have been painted to celebrate. We're going to rank them after this. Alrighty, welcome back. It is another week of Dubker Depot, the official podcast of Dubker Media. My name is Kirk Orndorff. I'm the owner and founder of Dubker Media, a newer company that mostly does rail videos. We also have some calendars. We're working on some books. We got stuff in the pipeline that we're working on and a growing web presence. You know, we're approaching that magical 1,000 subscriber number. May have it by the time you watch this. I don't know. But anyway, it's another fun week. You know, we've got a good online presence with the Facebook. We got both a page and a group for this particular show. We got the Instagram channel. We got the YouTube page. You know, we can subscribe over there. We've got a few of our full-length programs available for paying members. If you get a cinematography membership on that one, you can watch some of our full-length programs. The goal is to have all of them, as well as some, if not all of them, without narration as well. So that's ultimately the goal. We're going to get to there at that point. But, you know, we're talking about the semi-quincentennial at this point. USA 250 has just happened. And, you know, we're ranking the locomotives that got painted up in the special schemes to celebrate the 250th. That's why we've got a little different of a looking set. If you've seen some of our earlier episodes, the first part of our series, we looked at the passenger locomotives that were painted up in 250 for both tourist railroads as well as commuter trains. This one is going to be freight hauling lines. And then we're going to devote an entire episode just to the class ones because, well, we really can't fit all of them into just two episodes because, well, there are 49 of them. Well, we've got 49 of them. May have missed some. If we missed any, we apologize. There may have been some that were debuted after this recording. It's very possible. So it's keep up with our website, our Facebook page, where we'll update and say and with the full grades, the full list, all of it working out. But anyway, we're giving grades out to these locomotives. To put it in an easy way, if you turned in the assignment, you got a passing grade. So for example, the only ones that get an F are railroads that didn't do one. You know, very surprised Watco didn't do anything. You know, does a railroad like the Fort Worth and Western have the budget or the number of locomotives to do one? Does the you know, the Twin Cities and Western, Red River Valley and Western, do they have the budget or the resources or the number of locomotives to do a 250th unit? Probably not. And so that's kind of why I'm not going to just slam them. You know, it's like, oh, you guys didn't do one. Why didn't you do it? Well, they might not have been able to. So it's something that I'm not going to give an F to a railroad that did it. I will give a D to railroads that do it. We'll start off here with the first one, but if you turned in the assignment, though, you passed. But before we get into the locomotives, there were two rail car companies that turned in assignments. The first one is T-Box, the Greenbrier. They have five box cars painted up in the red, white, and blue scheme. We were able to see them with 4014 as 4014 departed on its eastern leg of its tour. it was kind of a nice surprise. I had forgotten all about them. I had forgotten that they were in Cheyenne until 4014 came storming out under the west end of town. Yes, 4014 went west before it could go east. That was a very strange thing. But anyway, I really like the look of these. You know, the black door is very TTX boxcar, T-box style. Then you got the stripes on the one side, the stars on the other side. I think they look very, very good. I got to see them in person. Like I said, they get an A. That's a very solid looking boxcar. And then the second one, kind of one that maybe flew under the radar a little bit, and that's American Industrial Transport. And they did, as far as I know, this is a one-off. It's a 250th covered hopper. And oh boy, does that look good. I really like the eagle on the one side. I like the 250 years and celebrating freedom in the middle. And then I like the stars and stripes on the left. You know, you got your railroad name amongst, well, railroad, I say railroad like they're a railroad. You got your company name, in the midst of the stars and the logo. I think that's a really cool gesture on their part. Something that, you know, you're not expecting. That's kind of like what we said in the first episode with some of these tourist lines. If you're not expecting it, then it kind of comes across even a little bit cooler, if you will. So those are the only two that we know about, where actual cars were painted, in the 250th scheme. But, as far as our research has found, there were 49 locomotives painted in the scheme. So we got to get into the freight railroads. We've got 20 of them here for this episode on top of these two cars. So it's time to start with our only D of this group. And to me, it's the first run of Genesee and Wyoming's locomotives. And these were the ones that were painted in the light blue scheme with the yellow front and the yellow back. You know, I appreciate the effort. I appreciate the consistency that they wanted to have with their veterans locomotives. But light blue, baby blue is kind of a weird choice in my opinion. And then on top of it, back at the radiator section, they have it dark blue with stars. And you know, that's kind of a cool little feature. And I have actually seen one of these in person, and it does look better in person than I thought it would. But still, baby blue and yellow does not exactly scream USA, USA, USA. But they did also have, you know, I like the really big America on the side, and I like that they're putting, and we'll hear this later on with their second scheme as well. They've got kind of localized historical landmarks, if you will, on the sides of the locomotives as well. Some of the ones, you know, that were in the light blue and yellow scheme were Statue of Liberty. You've got Eagle. You know, symbols of our country, symbols of the United States, and they did a really good job with that. But again, the color scheme is just, oh boy. But anyway, that's the only D that we're gonna have in this section. I feel like I was grading pretty generously when it comes to all of these. So we didn't have a whole lot of D's overall, Union Pacific. But anyway, spoiler alert for the next episode. But anyway, next on the list, we have a pair of Pennsylvania short lines. And these only get C's because they are basically identical to each other. Pennsylvania and Southern number 16. I like the Ben Franklin, I guess, on the top center of the locomotive. I like the silver smoke stacks. I like the stars around the number on the cab. You know, it's a lighter shade of blue than I guess you would expect. Also a little bit of a lighter shade of red, although that may just be the image that I'm looking at right now. I like that the PA and Southern is on there in red. It's just a very basic, it's very simple. I like it. And that should be something that you note. I like all of these. I'm not out here saying I don't like any of them. I like them. It's just, you know, there are graphical design things that I'm grading all this upon. So Pennsylvania and Southern, it's a good looking scheme. It's a good looking locomotive. I really like the stars around the number on the cab. And I do like that the doors are also painted in the three different colors. But that takes us to the one that looks almost identical, staying in the exact same state, and that's the East Penn. Their locomotive number 1776. Again, it's red on the top, blue on the bottom. The big difference, they've got a silver underframe, whereas the Pennsylvania and Southern has black. The blue is also a little darker on the East Penn, and they do not have the stars on the cab. So it's I do like that they've got the America 250 on the nose of the locomotive with the 1776 to 2026 above it. But that's just an aspect of the locomotive that 16 doesn't have. 16 being an end cab switcher, you know, East Penn had a little bit more room and they were able to capitalize on it. So both of those are good. I like both schemes. They both have red lettering in the white. Again, you know, perfectly fine. Both of those get C's in my book. The next one, this one would be higher ranked if they had chosen better colors. And that is the Aberdeen, Carolina, and Western. I don't know if the locomotive has actually been released yet, or if it's just leaked photos, but they've got a kind of like a lime green and yellow on the front with their logo on the nose. And then they've got three separate designs, if you will, on the sides of each side. Closest to the cab is 40 years of the Aberdeen of the AC&W. The middle part of it is a big old flying eagle with an American flag, sun setting in the background, 250 years of freedom. And then behind that on the back of the side of the locomotive is kind of an old push cart, if you will, with a map behind it showcasing the Transcontinental Railroad. And it says over 200 years of American railroads. Which is another cool milestone that we're hitting. I think this locomotive would actually get a B or possibly an A if they had just chosen different colors on the front. I really like the sides of the locomotive. It's three cool designs on the side of the locomotive, but to go with lime green and yellow is very interesting. If the lime green were dark blue and the yellow were white, I think there would be something there. I think that would be something really worth looking into, but I give it a C. You know, the side of the locomotive is really cool. The front of the locomotive is interesting. And so C is not a terrible grade for that locomotive, I don't think. And the next one, which also gets a C, is the Iowa Interstate. This is another one of the newest ones that were released. We had like 10 of them released here in the month of June. We got kind of started joking that it was one a day almost there for a week, but Iowa Interstate, I give them a C because if you crop the locomotive in front of the hood, it looks like a normal Iowa Interstate locomotive, and you wouldn't actually know that there was something 250th related about it if you just go from the front of the locomotive. This is their locomotive number 510. But what keeps it as a C as opposed to being a D, like some of the other ones would get for being in the similar, is the 250 logo that they use. They did not use the official America 250 logo that I've got on the flag here to my left. They kind of designed their own one. It's kind of an eagle. It's got the red and white wings. It's got stars underneath it. It's got 1776 to 2026. It's got the stars and stripes underneath the Iowa Interstate logo. I think that's a really cool aspect of this thing, and I think they did a really good job implementing a different logo onto the side of the locomotive, something unique to them. And to me, that's why it gets a C. If they had just done America 250, the kind of boring one that federally came out, it probably would get a D as well, because, you know, the minimal work gets minimal grade, but they turned in the assignment, so it would get a passing grade. So that's why I kind of like that Iowa Interstate one. It's got a really cool logo on it. But anyway, our last one in the C category is the Morristown and Erie. It's a cool locomotive, locomotive number 26. It's a cool looking scheme. They got yellow. They've got the red on top. Up at the top of the locomotive, it says Crossroads of the American Revolution in Morristown, New Jersey, which is where they're located. Nice little feature that is unique to them. It's got the logo behind the railroad name. It's got a nice thick white stripe with blue in the middle of it. or with blue separating it, excuse me. And then the underframe is blue. I really like these blue underframes that some of these locomotives have. I don't know why. I think maybe it has to do with my childhood and my favorite locomotive, which we'll get into later. You know, you got the stars around the locomotive number on the cab, Washington's headquarters right above that. I just don't see much America. I don't see much United States. I don't see much 250th on there. So that's what keeps it from getting a B or even an A, because I think it's a really classy looking locomotive. It just doesn't have that USA 250 pop to it that some of the other ones really have. I like this next one. We're going to move into our B category, and this is the Prairie Line 1776. Prairie Line, this one's flown completely under the radar. I didn't know about this one until I was just doing the research for this episode. And I really like the looks of this one. It's very similar to what you would see out of maybe CSX or MRL, but they've got, you know, some stars on the side of the front of the locomotive. Locomotive's number 1776. Got your standard logo on the front of the nose, and then you've got the red and white stripes that kind of swoop across the back of the locomotive. I like the silver underframe. It's real simple, but it's real classy, and I really like the way they did this locomotive. It's simple, but it's more, I don't want to say more effort was put into it, but it's got a little more pop, a little more pizzazz than some of the other simple schemes that we've seen both in this episode and in the last episode. And so Prairie Line, again, another surprise, one that we didn't know about. I think it actually looks really, really good. The next one also gets a B is the Sierra Northern number 250. The reason why this one gets a B, the front of the locomotive kind of suffers from the same thing as the Iowa Interstate one does. If you crop it, where you're just looking at the cab and the nose, it looks exactly like every other Sierra Northern locomotive. But the back of it, I really like the back of this locomotive. You've got two separate 250ths. You've got the official America 250. You've got what looks like one that they did on their own. The flag is kind of on the back of the locomotive, kind of as a quote unquote background piece. And it fades. The flag fades out as it goes further back on the locomotive, and that does not interfere with the railroad's logo on the side, the way that you would think it would with a white, red and white flag and a white logo. It really doesn't. It works because of the fade out that they do, and it's a nice waving flag. And I just really like it. You know, the gen sets are ugly as sin, but I think they did a really good job with this particular paint scheme, adding the America 250 elements to it, as well as adding railroad specific elements into it. The next one is just kind of it's a drawing as of right now. It hasn't actually been released, and that's RJ Corman. There has been a rendering released, and that's all we can go there. The front of it is kind of plain. That keeps it from getting an A, but it's got, you know, locomotive number 1776, supposedly they're doing two of them. Like I said, it's just a rendering for now, but so things could change. But you got lots of red and white stripes in between the cab and the hood section. And then on the hood section, you've got the dark blue with the white stars on the background, similar to the flag. And then you get some white stripes towards the back. So we'll see if those locomotives actually come out. We'll see if they actually look like that. But as of my filming this, they have not come out yet, and so we'll find out what exactly happens. The next one on the list, this one also gets a B. It's one of the newer ones that's come out. Again, it was kind of in that little rush there in late June where, again, it was like there was a locomotive a day coming out for a full week. And this is the Florida East Coast. I really like about the dynamic brakes back. Freedom 250 looks really cool. The stars and stripes being just on the top, it looks kind of cool. But what keeps this from getting an A is, you know, they just used their basic front of the locomotive. The same thing that knocked the Iowa Interstate, the same thing that knocked the front of the Sierra Northern, you know, Florida East Coast made this exact same mistake as well. They used just the front of their new paint scheme. I think it would look really cool if instead of doing the baby blue, they used white instead of the baby blue. It would kind of give it a little bit more of a we're sticking with the USA theme. And then the other thing is when it was released, the locomotive number was on the cab, but now that it's actually been run on the main line, they moved the number from the cab to the front of the nose and they put a big GMXT for Grupo Mexico Transportation on the cab where it was. And in fact, they put it in letters that were too big. So that does not look good at all. And again, like I said, Florida East Coast was bought by Grupo Mexico. They are a Mexican company. They own the Ferromex as well. And so I was actually just surprised that they did one. But hey, you know, I'm not going to complain. They get a B. They did a good job with it. They get a B. Could have done a smidge bit better of a job if we just left off the corporate image. But that's. We're still going in the B category, though. That was that one. The next one, I'm going with Reading and Northern 1776. This is the SD40-2. I have been fortunate enough to see this one. I really like it. I've seen it in person. To me, the front, you know, you got the nice blue, you got the angle behind the cab, you got the 13 stars around the logo on the nose, you got the white brow. Celebrating 250 years is down above the frame. You got stars on the cab right below the locomotive number in a good font. This one probably should be an A, but I gave it a B only because of the other Reading and Northern locomotive that came out. The Reading and Northern is fairly small. They tried cramming it into one of the red stripes along the long hood. And the back of it is really just red and white stripes. That's pretty much all it is. And you can see it coming from a long ways away when you see it in person, but, there's no 250 on the back there. But again, they've got that underneath the cab. So, I mean, it probably should be an A. I've got it at a B. I've seen it in person. I think it looks great. But just a smidge better and you're definitely looking at an A+ locomotive. And then our next one, speaking of just not quite being an A locomotive, I don't know why, is the Lake States Railway 1776. And, you know, when it was released, everybody immediately went towards, well, it looks like BN 1991. And BN 1991 was my favorite locomotive. It's probably why I like the blue underframes so much on these locomotives. But this one just doesn't have the same pop that 1991 had. I think part of it is the black underframe. I think part of it is that the stripe in the middle is blue as opposed to red. I think this is a gorgeous locomotive, though. The blue on the front is a little different, but it incorporates their image, and I really like that part of it. The red outlines of the number boards on the top is a little bizarre. Maybe silver or white might have helped. You got the flags on the front of the nose. You've got the 13 star Betsy Ross style in the blue section right behind the cab. You've got your railroad name is basically where it would be on a normal locomotive, and it fits here. And then you've got the U.S. stars and stripes on the logo on the side of it. You've got the 250 years of freedom up at the top of the long hood of the locomotive. They did a really good job with it. Just for me, something just doesn't pop, and I don't know what it is, but it's a beautiful locomotive. And whenever I get out there, not if, but when I get out there, I will chase it whenever I hear that it's coming. And then our last one in the B's category. So all of these, since the Prairie Line have been B, I've rated as a B. This last one is Minnesota Commercial. It's got the blue cab. It's got the diagonal behind the blue. That's kind of a theme with a lot of these early locomotives where they had the blue diagonal from the cab. It's got the 13 stars around the number on the side of the cab, like we've seen from other railroads. It's got the logo on the nose. It's got red, white, and blue within the logo on the nose. That's an underrated feature. I really like that. You know, we saw it with Lake State. We saw it with this one. We're going to see it actually with the next one, not to foreshadow too terribly much. I like the simplicity of the red and white stripes on the back. It's got a little bit of a Green Bay and Western feel to it. It's got a little bit of a Minnesota Commercial feel to it. The white hashes on the side of the locomotive are a little much. But again, that's a standard Minnesota Commercial practice. And so I guess the only thing really that missing from that one would be some sort of acknowledgement of America 250. I think if you somehow just got the America 250 logo somewhere on there, maybe even if it was just the very back of the locomotive, I think you're looking at an A. But that one's also very solid looking. And I'd absolutely love to chase every single one of these. But anyway, so those are my B's. Now we're moving up into our A category. And again, these are all in no particular order other than being ranked by grade. So within the grade, there's no, this one's a 90%, the next one's a 91. We're not going there. It's just these get this grade, and we're not being picky within the grade. So the first one here, I just mentioned, the next one has a red, white, and blue in their logo, and that's the New York Susquehanna and Western. They're 36-34. Again, they did a really nice job putting the American flag, incorporating the American flag, red, you know, the stars and stripes into the logo on the front of the nose. I really like the big waving flag on the long hood of the locomotive. I like that the America 250 is on there. I don't like that it's not centered on the cab. That bothers me, but you know, otherwise I think that's very nice. I like the Susquehanna being on the back. You know, they kind of merged the reds of the flag together, so that's the Susquehanna could be on there. I like the stars underneath it. I like 1776 to 2026 underneath the name. That it's a really classy locomotive. It's one that it incorporates their scheme as well as USA 250. You can tell that that's what it's for. You can tell that it's red, white. It's for America 250. And so I really like that one. And they did a good job with it, I think. Next one on the A category is Reading and Northern 2026. You know, this one was, again, just released here right before the 4th of July. I like this one because it's very similar to the locomotives that the other locomotives they have commemorating like railroad anniversaries. You got the red and white stripes on the front. You got the red brow on the front of the nose, on top of the cab. You've got the nice crisp font of the number on the cab. You've got the stars on either side of it. You got the big United States of America 250th on the side. The Reading and Northern might be a smidge high for me. It might be a smidge towards the front. But you know, you got kind of the ribbon on either side of the United States of America 250th, and you got your red and white stripes on the back. It's just a very clean looking locomotive. It's a good shade of blue in my opinion. And you know, it's a good shade of red as well on the frame. So, and the white hashes really bring out the red as well. And you know, that's an FRA thing, but it does in fact help with this 250th sort of idea. Next on the list, we've already seen one from this railroad, but this is the updated version of the Genesee in Wyoming. It's the dark blue sides with the white on the front and the red underneath, as opposed to being baby blue and yellow. And I really like this particular new scheme. This is one of my favorite styles. It was bordering on getting to S tier, but you kept the stars on the radiator or up on the top of the radiators. Again, you've got the different landmarks, if you will, right by the big America 250 years. You know exactly what the locomotive is for. They've got Eagles, they've got the Liberty Bell, they've got Mount Rushmore, they've got an old steam locomotive celebrating the Golden Spike. They've got kind of all of this stuff for them as it works out. And the dark blue is a very good shade of dark blue. Might even be the same one as we just saw in the Reading and Northern. I really like the white on the front. And it incorporates their style of paint with the two stripes across the nose, the two stripes across the back, and a different color of the plow and the handrails and the frame and all of that. So it's a very cool looking locomotive. Well, all of them, they've got about 30 of them because they've got multiple locomotives for every one of their properties in the United States. So it was well done there by the Genesee in Wyoming. The next one in the A category is the Naugatuck Railroad 2798. And when I was doing the making sure I had as many of these locomotives as I did, this one and the Delaware Lackawanna are very, very similar. This one gets just a smidge lower rating. The locomotive number is in a goofy location. I don't mind it because you have certain prominent model railroads where the number is in that location. I like that their font is more bold. You can read the font of their railroad on the side of the locomotive better. I like the thick white stripe separating the blue and the red. I like the stars on the cab. And again, it suffers from one thing that I've mentioned before. And if it had this, it would be up in the S tier. And that is, it does not say that it is actually celebrating the U.S. or the 250th. I really like the cat that's on the back of it. You know, it's a nice little addition. It kind of, it's a thing local to that railroad. But again, where is our 250? All we see are some stars on the cab, and it's in the right colors. If it had something like that, then I would say I would possibly give that one into S tier. That one looks absolutely wonderful. And I mentioned Delaware Lackawanna, but we're not going there. I just faked you out. We're going with the North Shore Railroad in Pennsylvania and their locomotive number 2238. This one is really cool looking. They kind of wrapped it, and it's got three kind of features of just the United States. And it's on the front of the locomotive, they've got the ocean and the Statue of Liberty. In the middle of the locomotive, they've got the big waving American flag. And on the cab in the back of the locomotive, they've got the waving fields of amber waves of grain. Which is a part of the song. I really like it. I think they did a great job. The top of it is kind of in sky blue color. Above the amber waves of grain, they've got mountains in the background, you know, probably the Purple Mountains Majesty, because we are going into that song with, you know, America the Beautiful. Next up in the A tier is the Wheeling and Lake Erie 1776. And this one is very close to being S tier. I mean, very close. If we were ranking within the grades, this would be the highest rated A. It incorporates the Wheeling and Lake Erie paint scheme. It incorporates celebrating 250 years. They did change things. The color scheme is very nice. And it just, you know, Paul did a great job designing this one. It has the diagonal blue cab. Although this one is backwards because it does, from what we've seen, it's backwards because it incorporates the stripes on the side of the nose of the former CEFX locomotives that Wheeling and Lake Erie has. The Betsy Ross style flag around the number. Again, this may have been the second locomotive period that was released in these schemes, and I like the gold Wheeling and Lake Erie. I like the gold bell. I like the gold horn. It's just extremely well done by the Wheeling and Lake Erie, and I can't wait to actually see it in person. I've rail fanned the Wheeling and Lake Erie twice since it was released, and neither time did I get a chance to see it. But our first S tier of the two episodes goes to the before mentioned Delaware Lackawanna. Just wow, they did an excellent job with this locomotive. It's very, very similar to the Naugatuck, but this one has, you've got the Spirit of Freedom underneath the railroad name. You've got United We Stand up on the back of the locomotive. You got USA 2. They've got kind of their own stylized USA 250 on the back of the locomotive. The only thing I would change probably is I would make Delaware Lackawanna the name of the railroad. I would not put it in script like it is. I would put it as a bold railroad name, but honestly, it's the same font as the Spirit of Freedom directly under it. So that's why it works. I like the font of the 1776. I like the stars on either side of that. I like the stars down on the bottom of the frame being used as the reflective frame, which is an FRA requirement, but they did it in a really cool manner. I like that their logo's on the nose. It's a very similar design to their regular paint scheme, but in a red, white, and blue style. And then the last thing that pushed it completely over the top is the bell on top of the cab, because it is a Canadian-built locomotive. They painted the bell to make it appear that it has a crack in it. And so like the Liberty Bell, and that's just a really cool feature. And this is easily one of the top three USA 250 locomotives that has been done by anybody anywhere. So, but anyway, that's the clock is showing that we are way over on our time. So want to thank you for sticking with us this far. Be sure to subscribe on YouTube if you haven't. Become a member if you want to see some of our full-length programs, including some without narration. Head over to Facebook, you know, follow the page, head over to the Deb Kerr Depot fan group, join the group there for, you know, future polls and photos and questions, discussions, updates, all that kind of fun stuff. And head over to Instagram, give us a follow there. But anyway, want to thank you for joining us this week, and maybe we'll see you trackside.